written in my blood and bones. An absolute Wonder Woman fanfic, written by Said It All Before, read by Black Glass. Before. Io falls. One of her sisters calls her name, though she cannot discern who. Swords ringing against shields, shoes scraping against stone, cries of pain. The various sounds all hang in the air and confuse her ears. Even Amazons are not invincible. But if this is to be her end, it is a good one. The bodies of her enemies are strewn about her. Would that such violence were unnecessary, but it is not the fate of the Amazons to live in peace. Perhaps someday, but if Queen Hippolyta ever accomplishes such a thing, it seems Io will not see it. She closes her eyes for what she expects to be the last time, the sound of battle ringing in her ears. Now, Hippolyta calls for a feast, celebrating both Io's safe return and the good news she carried. It's strange to go from prisoner to honored guest in the blink of an eye. But for many long years, all she's wanted is to see her sisters again. The stars glint silver in the dark sky overhead. A welcome sight, after all the years buried underground. Hippolyta presides over a table laden with food and drink, and as the evening wears on, a number of her sisters come and go from the celebration. At one point, Epione and Kasia pull out musical instruments. Io doesn't play. It's been too long, and her fingers no longer remember the patterns. But she does dance when the opportunity presents itself. Tonight she's free. She's home. Before. Io wakes in an ancient stone corridor, her wounds already healed. But there is no sign of anyone else, nor of what art may have brought her here. This is not Hades' realm. That is the only thing she feels certain of. She is too alive for that. She chooses a direction and begins to walk. The dark is oppressive, keeping her from seeing more than a few steps in front of her, and she drags the fingers of her right hand against the wall to keep her bearings. A warm glow of light eventually comes into view. Io hurries towards it and finds herself at an intersection, lit by a torch hanging on the wall. She takes the torch and examines it. There doesn't appear to be any fuel, but it burns nonetheless. All the passages look the same to Io's eyes. She drags her dagger from its sheath, glad that she has this weapon at least, and cuts a marking at the end of the corridor she's just come from, so she'll recognize it if she returns this way. Then she ventures into the dark once more. Now, Io traces the labyrinth inked on her skin. More than just simple tattoos, they are a map of the prison she'd been in for decades. The prison she'd made a home in, paltry as it was. Io could have escaped at nearly any time if she so wished. She'd had advantages that the others had not. But as an Amazon, her duty is to protect those weaker than her. And then, her sister had come. Not just any sister, but Diana, daughter of Hippolyta. Io applies the needle to her skin one more time, at a junction in the labyrinth on her left bicep. When she wipes away the blood and excess ink, all that is left is a dot, barely more than a freckle. But Io knows. That is the place where she had first seen Diana. Before. Clea thinks she rules the maze, but Io is the one who knows it. She has turned her very skin into a map so that she can navigate it. Every time Clea sends someone to the pit, Io attempts to rescue them, to bring them to the little makeshift village they have built. It's been too long since she's seen the sky, since she's seen a sister. Io doesn't keep track of the passing days, the passing years, but the lives lost weigh heavily on her. There's never enough resources in the maze, and the other prisoners aren't always willing to work together. All Io can do is try to protect the ones who will let her and work on finding a way out. But no matter how far she ventures, how many tunnels she helps dig, the maze goes on forever. Now, tell me about her. Hippolyta takes a seat on the ground next to Io, heedless of her brilliantly colored skirts. Io, who had been refamiliarizing herself with the stars, is only surprised that Hippolyta didn't ask sooner. "We only met for a short time," she says. "Please," Hippolyta replies. She doesn't beg. She's too dignified for that. But there's a hint of a waver in her voice. Io pictures Diana as she had appeared in the maze. She wouldn't leave until everyone had been rescued. She's brave and clever and adept with magic. She said she was raised by Circe, Hippolyta. This news clearly troubles her queen, but Hippolyta eventually lets the furrows in her brow smooth. "If she cared for my daughter all these long years, then I cannot be angry with her. It seems time makes strange bedfellows of us all." End of story. Thanks for listening.